Pension Center. Woo! There we are. We were at Pitt Detention Center Thursday night, and as I was praying for everybody I prayed for, prayed for everybody I came in contact with, and I remember when I was praying for them that I would say this. Every last one of them, I felt led to do this, and it's amazing how you can see people light up first in being astounded, and then they would smile, and that was I would say, Lord, when they can't see your hand, help them to trust your heart. That's part of praise. When I can't see his hand, I trust his heart, and I can praise him no matter how the situation looks. Amen. I do want to tell you about this. A visitor to the town approached D.C. one day and said, what's the quickest way to the next to Chocowinity? And D.C. scratched his head and said, are you walking or driving? And the guy said, I'm driving. D.C. looked at him and said, well, that's the quickest way. A couple of goobers were out in the woods hunting when one of them falls to the ground. These are oldies but goldies. He doesn't seem to be breathing, and his eyes roll back in his head, and the other guy inside the cell phone and calls 911. Panic-stricken, he says to the operator, I think Cletus is dead. What should I do? The operator, in calm, soothing voice, says, just take it easy. I can help. First, let's make sure he's dead. Then there's a silence. Then a shot rings out. The goober comes back in the line and says, okay, now what? They're going down quick. I'm going to leave them alone. I thought if the first one weren't corny enough, I'd get you with the second one. All right. Plugging in to God's power. Plugging in. If there's one thing we need in this last day and time, it's plugging into God's power. Steph, we watch the news, and I'm not kidding. You know this is the truth. Every time I turn on the news, I have Fox News in my car or CNN, all of them I have them in my car. And when I turn on the news every day when I think it can't get any worse or can't get any crazier, it gets crazier. And I'm thinking, you know, again, you don't say to them, how crazy can this get? Because they take it as a challenge because it keeps getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And I keep hearing Congress say one thing, and then they turn around, and the people that actually, the bean counters, say this isn't right, and they're saying this is not going to happen. And then somebody else says, we read these bills, and this is going to happen, and blah, blah, blah. And I don't even know what to think anymore. I don't even know what to even do. And I think the guys in Washington are so out of touch with people down here that they don't even know what's going on. And so I see this stuff happening, and I see the world events, and I see Russia, what Russia is trying to do in China, what China is doing. But the Bible tells us that all this is going to take place, and there's going to be a collision. Notice, there's going to be a collision, but the collision is going to be either just before the rapture or just after the rapture. There's going to be a major collision, and it's going to be an attack on Israel. And when they attack Israel, it's going to be a game over. Game over for at least a few years anyway. Okay? And so I saw this stuff going in, and I know that in order for us to be able to handle what is happening around us, we have to plug in to God's power. We've got to plug into Him. And I know there's times when you're feeling bad or when you're hurting, or when things have just been through a very terrible time. You went through a death of a loved one. You went through that big fall like DC had, or you go to the emergency room and there's other things happening. A lot of times you begin to wonder where God is, or where was God at? And at the moment, sometimes it's hard to feel His pressure or feel His presence and His power. All you feel is the pressure. So what do you do when all you feel is the pressure of what's going on around you? What do you do when there's a whole lot of questions, but there's no answers? What do you do when life is continually throwing curveballs? What do you do? Well, how do I know that God's here, and how do I plug into the power of God? The answer is very simple. It's almost elementary, and you'll say, well, this is just too simple. That's the problem. We live in this age where things are so complicated. When you get a simple answer, sometimes the people give you a simple answer because they don't want to answer the question. But this is as simple can be. And that is, when you don't feel like it, when you don't understand, when there's more questions than there is answers, you have to learn to praise God anyway. If you can learn to praise God in your problems, it's amazing. Now, if you happen to see, during this sermon, if you happen to see a pop-up that says praise there means I want you to clap your hands and I want you to praise the Lord. I mean, really give it a good shot. Matter of fact, we're going to try it right now. Look, we're going to praise God one time, and here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a chance to praise Him. You can praise Him by clapping your hands, by shouting, by whatever. But whenever you see praise there pop up on that screen, without me having to tell you, I want you to turn loose. It'll be okay. I promise it won't scare me. I promise. Ready? Let's try it one time. We're going to praise God. Ready? Come on. Think of what He's done for you this week. Glory. God, I can't see your hand, but I know your heart. Praise Him. Glory! 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 Yeah, there you go. All right, now when you say, look, that's your practice. You're just getting warmed up. When you see praise there pop up, guess what you're going to do? You're going to let it rip, Tater Chip. Ready? Now, since just a few from last week, just so we can look at, I love that. Look at that. See, the power cord is the cross. If we can plug all our power into that cross, it's amazing. Plugging into God's power, it's amazing what will happen. So last week, watch this. Praising God is powerful. It never leaves the situation the same. It's positive because it's hard to praise and pout at the same time. It's a predictor. It effectively predicts the outcome because if you pouting all the time, I promise you, nothing stuff. It is productive because it will do what nothing else can do. So now here it is from last week, and we're going to be real quick about it. When we begin to praise God, even remember, even though you can't see His hand, and I remember with those guys in D block and in E block and in B block and those places, A block, whenever I was praying for them and they heard me say this, God, when they can't see your hand, help them to trust your heart. You could see God do a transfusion in their life. Because something would take place and you could see it on their eyes, in their eyes, you could see it on their face. God was doing something special that night with that one simple, simple prayer. Focus. Focus, Daniel's son. Focus. So watch this. Praise gets our focus off ourselves and gets it back on God. When we get our eyes on ourselves, hurt is magnified. When we get our eyes on hope is magnified. Doesn't mean the pain is taken away. It's how you handle the pain. And He's worthy of our praise. No matter what we face, He's there and you can trust Him. It brings us to a place of humility. Because now we remember we're totally dependent upon God. We have to acknowledge our need for Him. As we praise Him as Creator and King of this world, we recognize that we're not in control. Who's in control? He's in control. Get ready. It's coming. I don't know. I don't even know where I don't even have them marked where they're coming up. So when they come up, guess what? I might not even see it. So y'all going to have to let me know it's there. Let Him know that you seem to praise there. Okay? So, but there it is. Come on. Glory! Glory! Come on! Glory! God's awesome! God is awesome! Yeah. So I don't even have it up here, so I don't know when they pop up. All right, ready? Ready? And it's a force. Why is it a force? Because it makes the enemy flee. It pushes back the darkness and that surrounds us. The enemy's not going to stick around. We're praising God. So who's fighting the battle for us? God is. And so I tell you, when things are going south on you, if you can learn to praise God, what you're going to do is you're going to push back darkness. It doesn't matter how dark. Remember, we did this one time on a Sunday night service during the winter time when it got dark real soon. I got to turn off every light in this place. It was so dark you couldn't see. And I turned on a little bitty flashlight that was almost dead. The battery was drained. And when I turned it on, guess what? from way back there, you can see that little bitty flashlight on. Why? Because light always pushes away darkness. If it hadn't pushed it away, they wouldn't have been able to see it. So praise God, light always, always pushes away darkness. And it leaves no room for complaining. It leaves no room for negativity. You know, sometimes we're overwhelmed. And sometimes our prayer becomes complaints. And sometimes our problems begin to just set in. And once they set in, they start settling in. And sometimes we just give in to it. But praise reminds us that think about what He's already done for us in our life and know that He can do it again. Now we're starting fresh. Y'all ready? Oh, there it is. Hello. Glory. There it goes again. Glory. Glory. You know, when Sierra was graduating, and we were out there at the ball field and on these bleachers, and when Sierra graduated, I went, and the guy sitting beside me said, "How much would you charge me to do that for my granddaughter?" And I said, "Just tell me when she comes up." And when she comes up, I whistled for him too. Amen. All right. So here we go. Thank God, good. You can't make God move in your life, but you can make room for God to move in your life. Wow. Praise makes room for God's blessings in our life. You know what? God's not going to hold back. He's not going to hold back for you. Of course, we have life, and there's things we go through. Every last one of us, there's things we have to go through. And if you go back and look in the Bible and look at all the heroes of God, every last one of them, God showed everything. He showed their blemishes. He showed their doubts. He showed their pouts. He showed their bouts when they had to fight the enemy and when things were coming against him. He wanted us to see everything so we would know that life isn't perfect, but God is. Life isn't perfect, but God is. And that's why we praise Him in the middle of all this. So watch, He's not going to hold back His goodness. Praise opens a gateway of blessings as we come into the presence of God. The Bible says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. Psalm 104. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians. Oh, there it goes again. Go ahead. There you go. Come on. Hey, that's awesome. That is such so awesome. Praise invites His presence. He dwells. The Bible tells us that I'm getting ahead of myself. Praise invites His presence. God dwells close to us when we praise Him. Did you know that? I've heard people say, "I just don't feel God. I don't feel Him. I don't know where He's at. I haven't heard from Him in a long, long time." Well, guess what? He inhabits the praises of His people. So whether you feel Him or not, every time a praise comes out of your mouth, He's there. You know, it's like the lilies of the field talking about how God clothed them and how a sparrow does not hit the ground without Him knowing it. So you know, God has attended every sparrow in this world throughout time. God has attended every sparrow's funeral. If God's got that kind of watchful eye, don't you know He hears for praise? You know, we were watching the $100,000 pyramid last night. Hadn't seen it in years. And we were watching it, and it was so amazing because they would give clues and they would say things, and once that one word was said, you hear ding. Every time, blah, 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 say that word, ding. Well, guess what? When you're going through things in your life, God's listening. And when God hears, praise Him. Praise Him. God goes, ding! And something special happens. His presence is there. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Well, there it goes again. Come on. Don't get tired of it. Don't get tired of it. Come on. Yes. Glory. That's right. Amen. Wouldn't it be something if the rapture took place while we were doing that? Wouldn't it be awesome? Yeah. All right. Revival sinks in. Our spirits are refreshed. Our spirits are renewed when we get in His presence. Well, we're strengthened by Him. His peace dwells in us, and we are refueled by His joy. Think about it. We're refueled by His joy. You know, I was talking with somebody just the other day and talking about the peace of God in the situation. Oh, I think it was B5. I'm not sure. But I was talking with some people that were going through some things. And I said, do you want peace? And I read the scripture. I'm going to give you peace, not like the world gives you. I'm going to leave you my peace, and the world can't take it away. And they said, what does that mean? I said, peace on the outside means absence of conflict. I said, have you ever had a time in your life when you had total absence of conflict? I can answer that. No. There's always something going on. There's always something on the job. There's something in your own life. There's something in the family. There's something going on in your mind, your children, whatever. There's never a time, I can't remember ever a time, that there was an absence of conflict on the outside in my life. But you know what His peace is? His peace does not mean an absence of conflict. His peace is eirene, which means to bind together that which has been separated, which is what the cross does. It binds together that which has been separated. And so His peace means my relationship with God is going to shine through me and in me and bring that kind of peace no matter what happens on the outside. That way I can look at somebody, and I have a many a time, and walk down the hall of the funeral home with them, or walk down the hall of the hospital or hospice or in the, wherever, and I could still feel God's presence. Although the peace around me was shattered, the peace within me was intact. And it won't go on anywhere. So our spirits are refreshed. They're renewed by His presence. Through a heart of praise, we realize that God doesn't change our situations and work. Look, He doesn't just change our situations, but He works through our problems and He changes our hearts. Wow. You see, in His presence, there's fullness of joy. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. Psalm 63:3-4. Look, there's another one. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory. You're more precious than life, God. You are life. Glory. All right. Man, those things are awesome. I have to put them on every Sunday. Amen. Such. Who are those two guys? Paul and Silas. Display power to be displayed. Okay? People's lives are affected and changed. You know, I was at work one day. We shared the same toolbox. And there were some guys in there that, we didn't have gloves back then. And those guys, they wouldn't wipe off the tools. The rule was wipe off the tool and put it back in the same spot. Because they were great old big toolboxes. And I was working, I was doing electrical work, so I was working on the lift truck, and I was in the back of that lift truck. And I just reach up and I'd pull out and grab what I need and I'd put it back up. When I got ready to put it back up, I'd take it, wipe it off, I'd put it back in according to the code. I had one of those guys beside me who he didn't know what a code was. Matter of fact, if I used screwdrivers behind him, instead of him getting a smaller screwdriver, he would sometimes go to the grinder and grind off the screwdriver to make it smaller. And I had to go back to the screwdriver and modify the screwdriver so I could get the right size screw with it. Well, one day, he was on this side working on the truck. I was on this side working on the truck. He was doing mechanical. I was doing electrical. He's grabbing wrenches. I'm grabbing other stuff, small screwdrivers and pliers and stuff. And so I go and pull out to get what I'm going to get. I close it back up. He comes in and gets his wrench and throws it back in greasy, just throws it back on in, and he doesn't quite closed the door. He broke the code. The door was open by that much, or the tray was open. So when I go below him to grab what I needed, I went to pull it out, and because you've seen the Craftsman toolboxes, when I go to grab my cabinet, it catches all four knuckles. I'm talking about it pulled the skin off of all four knuckles. They were bleeding. So I reached out behind me, and I pulled back, and I caught that, and I turned around. And I was getting ready to tell him what I thought. I was getting ready to holler. It all happened so fast, and I heard this still, small voice say, "Praise me." This is all going on in a split second. "Praise me." I said, "I really don't feel like that right now, Lord. All right, give him a piece of my mind." This is all going on in a split second. He said, "Praise me. Praise me. Praise me." So I looked at my hand. The blood was coming off my fingers. And I said, "Glory!" And the guy beside me said, "Have you lost your mind?" I said, "No." I said, "But I'd rather do this than what I was going to say." And later on, I found out I didn't say just praise God for me. There were some other guys on the other side. And when they saw me in that condition with all my knuckles busted open and the blood coming out of my fingers, and they heard me go, "Glory! Praise Him!" They said, "You just made one of the biggest differences in our life." I wasn't even thinking they were over there close to me. I didn't even know they were even around me. So because I praised God, I didn't just do it for me. I did it for them too, because it, watch this, it paves the way. It affects people all around you. When you start praising, God will shake things up. Paul and Silas, they sit in prison. They were shackled. Let me just kind of explain something here about Paul and Silas. Some of y'all have heard this. Some of y'all haven't. I did this at a homecoming one time. It didn't turn out too good. Paul and Silas, because they were so scared of them, they took Paul and Silas and they put them in the very bottom of this prison. The prison had multiple stories underground. Anybody ever worked in a sump pump underground? I have. I've been in multiple story sump pumps underground. It's cold. It's dark. It's damp. That's just no sumps. Now, Paul and Silas were about four down, about as far as you can go. They didn't have any OSHA laws. There weren't any lights down there for them. So it was dark where they were at, except for maybe a torch. Listen up. Because people would die down there in shackles. There was body parts in flesh, rotted flesh around them. Not only was there a lot of flesh around them, there was maggots. Their hands and their feet were in stocks. Gangrene usually would start setting in soon after being in those things. And human fluids of all types would fall down on top of them. Their backs were beat to a pulp. They're stripped, they're beaten, and their feet and their hands are in stocks. They can smell the stench of death. They can see the maggots. They feel all the stuff around them. Now, in that condition, the guys are used to hearing people cry down there and cuss down there and blaspheme God and everybody. But the Bible said at midnight, at the worst time, at midnight, they began to sing praises and sang hymns unto God. And the Bible says the prisoners heard them. That word heard means literally to hear with anticipation. They've never heard this before. They're not used to hearing this. And so when they hear this, they're waiting to see what God's going to do. And God responded, because God busted through. Amen? So look. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. God moved heaven and earth. God sent an earthquake. The power moved the hearts of the jailer and all his family were saved. It's amazing what can happen when you start praising. There it goes again. Come on. Glory! I love it. This is so awesome. All right. God desires to show his power through your storm. Amen? That's awesome. You see, it paves the way for God's power to be displayed, for miracles to take place. You have a choice every day of your life. You have a choice whatever you go through. You have a choice. Are you going to be absorbed by your worry? Are you going to be absorbed by your stress? Or, you know, and focused only on what surrounds you? Or are you going to talk to God and praise Him and let God do His thing? We can ask God to help us take our eyes off of the problems and mess and the voices of others and look up and say, God, here I am. God, here I am. Like that day, when I got my hand caught in that toolbox, there's a bunch of guys in the shop. All the person I knew about at the time was the guy beside me, and I felt like taking a ball peen hammer and popping him right in the mouth. And I looked at my fingers like they were. But God said, praise him. And I affected all the guys in that room because I praised God. And they knew what had happened. They heard it. They saw it. They saw the blood. And they were amazed that I praised God. Another funny story was we were doing a shutdown. And we had a couple of underground sump tanks, and they were cleaning them out. And there was two older ladies, and they were on, I think, the middle sump tank. And I was climbing down to them, and when I got close to them, before I started climbing down in that little bitty hatch, before I started climbing down, I heard them. They were cussing, and they were carrying on about how sorry the job was and how they got stuck out here doing this. They were just cussing and carrying on, cussing. Then they started cussing about other people in there. And I started climbing. I was in charge of the shutdown. And I started climbing down that ladder. And when I started climbing down that ladder, they got a little quieter. I mean, I saw it was my feet. They went from cussing to, watch this. They started singing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I said, it's so nice to hear somebody doing something besides cussing and carrying on. They were just doing it. When it saw my feet, it changed them. Look. Change people by changing yourself. Ready? Here we go. God desires our whole heart. See, He wants us to know the power of His presence. He wants us to know Him in a very powerful way. And so, when the Spirit's calling, you got to let it rip. Amen? Glory! Now the PA's going to do it. All right. Okay. Here's the bass amp. All right. When you enter God's presence with praise, He enters your circle. His presence with praise, He enters your circumstances with power. The early church didn't focus on the crucifixion. Their focus was on the resurrection. And we're going to say this together. This, and I can make a copy of this that you're getting ready to read together if you want to, or you can just keep it in your mind, and I want you to say this every day. Get ready. All over the psalm says, Dear Lord, hear my cry. Hear my cry. Here I'm going to give you the cry. Ready? Y'all say it with me. Read it aloud with me. We praise you today with our heart and songs. We praise you for your faithfulness. We praise you for your great power and love. We confess our need for you. Our lives don't go so well when we just spin around on our own. We struggle and worry and get weary and worn. You never leave us. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your care over us. Thank you that you breathe renewal right into our souls. We ask for your Spirit to fill us, to draw us close to yourself, and to work your purposes through us. We set our eyes on you. Glory. Glory. God's got this. God's got this. Here it goes. Watch this. Here's how. Here's when you need to praise God. When you feel like it and when you don't. When you feel like it and when you don't. But when you do, you make room for Him to move. Oh, there it is. Come on. Glory! Yeah! That's right. Glory to God. God is awesome. God is awesome. God is awesome. Brandon, come up here and play something softly, please. You can't make God move in your circumstances, but you can make room for God to move in your circumstances through praise. Everybody stand. God is alive. God is well. God is working in our lives. Every head bowed, every eye closed. First, let me ask, if you're here today, every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're here today and you're not as close to God as you used to be, but you really, really, really desire it, nobody looking around, would you put up that hand and say, I really want to draw closer. I really want to draw closer. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Maybe you're here today. And get honest. It may be a while since you felt God move. I remember when Beverly was pregnant with DC and Beverly was pregnant with Daniel. And they were kickers. I mean, they were kickers. And DC, bless his heart, his foot was great old big, you know. And I feel that kick. And every time I feel that kick, I get excited. When I didn't feel that kick for a while, it always got me nervous. Because I wondered what was going on, I don't feel his kick. Is he there? Is everything going okay? Then that kick will come again and everything will be fine. Some of us, has been a while since we felt God kick. And we're ready to feel him kick again. I really feel his presence, to know he's there, to know everything's all right. Every head bowed, every eye closed. It's been a while since you felt that kick. It's been a while since you felt his presence. And you're ready to feel it one more time. Would you just put that hand up? I'm ready. Bless him, Lord. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Do you know today, every time you praise God, whether I told you through the praise there or not, every time you praised Him, He drew closer to you. If you can learn to praise Him during the day, during your darkest hours, during your toughest moments, you will feel Him. And even if you can't feel Him, you will know that He's there because He gave the promise. When you praise Him, He's going to be there. Everybody repeat after me. Father, I love you. I praise your name. I rededicate my life to you. And I thank you for what you're doing. Help me to be able to make praise my first response instead of my last. Help me to know that praise not only affects you, it affects me, and it affects everybody around me. Help me, God, to remember the power of praise, and I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. God is awesome. God is awesome. God is awesome. It's amazing what can happen when you learn to praise. I remember working at Pitt Hospital from 8 at night to 8 in the morning. And they would call me in all the time because I was on call. I was there. And they would call me, and I would go to a room, any place in the hospital. I'd go to the emergency room. I'd go to any floor, wherever they called me, they were needing a pastor. Or there was a code blue. And every time I went there, on the way down that hall, two things I would do is I'd say, God, I can't do this without you. I got to have your hand because I don't know what these people, I don't know who they are. I don't know what they're experiencing. They didn't even tell me what it was except for code blue or whatever. They didn't tell me it was an old person, young person, whatever. And so I said, Holy Spirit, I'm walking down the hall. I said, Holy Spirit, you know what I'm getting ready to step into. So I thank you for leading and guiding me, and I thank you for your presence. And then I would praise him all the way to that room. And when I got in the room, most of the time, I had about 10 to 15 seconds. That's it. To scope out the room and try to figure out where I started. And I didn't worry because I had praised my way all the way there. And I knew that God was with me. And he never, ever, I'm going to say that again, he never, ever let me down. Not one time. Amen. That's right. I remember one day I was a chaplain in Dunn, and it was my shift, and there was somebody dying on all four floors. And I was going back and forth, and the person down below, they wanted the priest. So I got the priest for them, and because they were traveling through, it was the emergency room, they wanted the priest. I said, sure. And I went down. And I talked with the priests after he gave them their, it's not called last rites anymore, with the divine anointment. Ointment, I gave them the divine anointing. They gave him the divine anointing. He looked at me and he said, when she dies, don't call me. I said, but they need support. He said, well, then you do it. I was blown away. I spent about 4 or 5 hours there going back and forth, and they all died. But that woman, they moved her up on the floor, and when she died, they already told me they wanted the Catholic. They didn't want Protestant, they wanted Catholic. But when she died, I praised my way all the way up there and said, God, you got to tell me what to say and what to do. And when I got in that room, I stayed with them for well over an hour. And they thanked me because they said they felt the presence of God, the power of God, the comfort of God. And again, God showed up, and God showed off. Praise him. Praise him. Tomorrow on your job, you got something new you got to do. Praise him. You're in the middle of something that's driving you crazy. Praise him. Your kids are driving you crazy. Praise him. Your spouse is driving you crazy. Before you whoop him, praise him. Amen. God's got this. Amen. He won't let you down. I promise. He won't let you down. Brother Wayne, we just missed us in prayer.